The Global Jigsaw is the new podcast from BBC Monitoring, the BBC team tracking and analysing media in 100 languages. We're lifting the language barrier, showing you the world through the eyes of its media, where conflicting narratives are competing to influence your views. Search for The Global Jigsaw wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Maddie Savage, and for today's Business Daily, I'm in a city with a soundtrack of seagulls and speedy cyclists, Malmö on Sweden's south coast. It's also home to a lot of entrepreneurs, and one of the startups here has developed a solution to a problem affecting restaurants across the planet: rising energy bills. NJ has found a way to use greasy hot air from kitchens to warm up other parts of a restaurant, which helps cut costs and carbon emissions. I'll be meeting some of the businesses testing how well it really works and digging into a few of the other challenges facing restaurants here in chilly, pricey Sweden. My first stop is a branch of one of the world's biggest fast food companies. I'll give you a clue. They specialise in Whoppers, and they're not the one that begins with the letter M.
My name is Annika-Lin Foss. I work for Burger King, and I've been with the brand for 25 years. I work with a franchisee that calls PMM Faster Food AB.
So what's going on to get ready for the busy lunchtime?
Yeah, now we do the preparation of the onions, and then we are start grilling soon and fry. And then we just hope we get some guests.
I'm pretty sure you will.
Yeah, me too.
What's it like working in a burger kitchen?
It's very fun. It's stressful, of course, sometimes, but mostly it's fun. I like the heat in the kitchen.
The heat meaning the pressure, or yeah, the heat meaning the temperature?
Both.
But obviously heat, energy, it's a big challenge at the moment.
Yes.
For a lot of businesses. How has it been for you this winter?
It has been hard. We have very high bills, and we have a lot of chillers and a lot of freezers and a lot of hot equipment. And of course, the warming up the lobby and the facilities. So that's a main problem now.
And high energy bills aren't the only problem facing Swedish restaurants and fast food chains. Even though the country didn't have lockdowns during the pandemic, restrictions were put on restaurants. Many lost money and wages went up as lots of workers left the industry. The country's currency, the krona, is weak at the moment, which makes importing food more expensive. Plus, Sweden's experiencing its worst inflation since the 1950s. Ingredients like bread, eggs, oil and vegetables are all at least 20% more expensive than a year ago.
Yeah, it's the meat, of course, and the onions and the tomatoes, potato, everything is going up. So, and probably it's going to be more in the future.
But Annika's hoping this restaurant will soon be able to save money. It's just bought new equipment designed to recover energy from her busy kitchen. Technologies that transfer heat from one part of a building to another are nothing new. But recovering energy from the hot air you get in kitchens is usually a big challenge because it's full of grease and soot particles, which would clog up traditional heat exchange systems. So in most restaurants, this hot air is just vented straight out of the building. But in 2016, Annika's boss, Maged Khalidi, was approached by two local entrepreneurs who were testing out a heavy-duty heat exchange technology that could handle kitchen fumes. It worked so well, he's gradually installing it into the other Burger Kings he runs, 6 out of 11 so far.
We didn't have a really good solution to reuse the energy until we met those guys from NJ a couple of years ago, and they introduced their solution. We were a little bit skeptical in the beginning, but we let them do their work. We were the first pilot in Sweden or in the entire market with this product. Everything worked very smooth from the beginning. We could see that we are reducing our kilowatt usage per year.
So how much energy do you think you've saved? How much money do you think you've saved?
I mean, we're saving about 85,000 kilowatts per year, and depending on the energy price, it will go up and down. but around $16,000 a year, approx. That's the minimum what we expect to have the saving today.
The average cost of installing one of NJ's kitchen heat exchangers is around $30,000, so it's not a cheap solution. But the company says most restaurants using it will be able to cut their heating bills by 90%.
In the new restaurants, we're paying full out for them. So, but for us, it's very worth to have it installed from the beginning. And so it's no discussion. We see the saving and the return of investments is quite fast as well. So,
how hard do you think this winter would have been for you without this technology cutting some of your costs?
I mean, during those months, December and January was one of the worst in the Swedish history with the energy costs. So not having this product, it will have increased our costs quite much.
I really wanted to see the equipment in action. So Magad met me at the first restaurant which installed it. We climbed some stairs to an attic, and then we had to get on the roof.
I go first. Or you go first?
I go first.
I think you should go first. Wow, I can see blue sky.
Here it is, in the middle of the ventilation system.
Okay, so from the outside it does just look like a metal box.
Absolutely, for me as well. So the technology is inside, so yep.
It was a bit of an anticlimax. There wasn't much to look at, but there is a lot going on inside that metal box, which is about a metre wide and deep. The box sucks in hot air, which is then used to warm up cold water, and that can be used to heat other parts of the building. Metal coils inside the box help transfer the energy. And the key part of NJ's technology that's different to other heat exchangers is that it's found a way of ensuring the grease and soot particles flow past these coils without sticking to them. To find out more, I went to meet one of the company's co-founders, Nils Lekeberg.
Hi there.
Hiya.
You must be Nils.
I am. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Oh, you're on a business park, but this is still a typically stylish Nordic office, with beautiful plants, dark grey walls, and some cosy soft furnishing.
Yeah, we try. So it's so that you feel that you're in Scandinavia.
So why did you get interested in recovering energy from restaurants? Globally, when we think of Nordic startups, we think of very digital-based solutions, things like Spotify, gaming companies, Skype.
We sold a different type of product in the ventilation industry, mainly for restaurant ventilation, a filtration equipment. And wherever we came, within Europe or outside of Europe, everyone kept asking us the same question. Can we use your filtration equipment to get rid of the grease so that we then can lead that warm air into a normal heat recovery unit? And we just had to answer no to that question for years, because it just isn't possible to filter out all those pollutants.
But Nils and his co-founder were determined to crack the problem. Sweden is a cold country which has long had a focus on cutting emissions, so they knew there was a lot to be gained from finding a way to heat restaurants in a more sustainable way.
In Sweden, where we started, we've done energy recovery in ventilation since the end of 60s, beginning of 70s. So every residential building, every office building you see, they definitely have energy recovery on their ventilation system. You wouldn't even consider building without it. So this has been on the agenda for a long time. It's just that when you transfer that, let's say, standard heat exchanger equipment into these more aggressive polluted airstreams, it invariably fails. They clog, they're not built for that environment. And there's been a lot of trials, and every single one of them so far has failed.
When NJ first began testing its different technology in 2016, Neil says the fact so many other potential solutions hadn't worked made it tricky to sell the idea to restaurants. But after the success in Magad's restaurant, Burger King's across the Nordics started introducing the system. And interest in the company has rocketed since the war in Ukraine pushed up energy prices around Europe.
Yeah, it really has meant that we are further up the priority list. We get more decisions taken. We have much clearer discussions with our customers. It's clear that they've really looked into it. They understand that they're currently wasting a lot of energy, therefore money, and also not doing the environment a service. So the increased cost for wasting excess heat really has pushed the interest in our product a lot.
The startup says it's now had orders from more than a dozen restaurants in the UK, including branches of Turtle Bay, which sells Caribbean food, as well as more Burger Kings. It's also being used in schools and restaurants in the Benelux region. And the company's expanding into Germany next, where there's already been a lot of interest from businesses and researchers.
My name is Arne Sperfog and I am a professor and head of the Institute here at Helmholtz University of Technology. My field is engineering thermodynamics.
I really want to make a joke about Hamburg University and the fact this is a story about hamburgers, but I'm going to avoid that. What do you make of NJ's innovation? Are there any challenges with this technology?
Well, it can for sure be effective. It's a matter of size. The main challenges will be to build this heat exchanger a little bit smaller, maybe of installation, so it fits in more buildings or more spaces. And another point is the cost competitiveness, because if you build it larger, you need more metal, so the prices will be higher as for conventional heat exchangers. So I believe size and cost are the main points here to have a broader application of it.
From my research, there don't seem to be many other players in the industry, at least here in Europe. Do you know of other competitors? Because it seems like there's definitely a gap in the market for restaurants that are very hot places and are really struggling with energy bills right now.
I also don't know a lot of competitors. There is one company also in the UK offering a similar concept. But there is definitely, I believe, or you are right, it's not a lot of players in the market. And there should be a solid market for restaurants, but also for other industries which are dealing with polluted air and where there might also be a problem.
What other types of industries in theory might be able to use or adapt this kind of technology then?
Might be for furnaces, where furnaces are used and the air inside is a little bit polluted, for glass manufacturers, for example, or metal manufacturers. This might also be interesting, as air is polluted in there and it might be difficult to recover the heat with current technologies. And I believe that this potential for these bigger heat exchangers, which are more cost intensive, is now also raised by the higher energy prices, because the higher the energy prices become, the more interesting it is to invest even in technologies which are more expensive for heat recovery.
Back at NJ, Nils told me the startup is already testing its technology in industrial laundries and in Europe's largest pancake factory, a couple of hours' drive from Malmö. And the company claims that if every restaurant on the planet installed the technology, it could cut global emissions by 1%. But as for whether NJ is planning to make its product smaller or cheaper...
If I answer directly, the answer to that is no. What, of course, could be done is that over time you might be allowed to tweak materials, but that would also have to follow... Look into the standards and the laws and the rules for ventilation. So there might be an opportunity over time. It's not here at present.
For now, that leaves a lot of restaurants around the world still struggling with high energy bills as they try to keep customers warm in colder countries like Sweden or pay for air conditioning in warmer climates. I wanted to find out more about the challenges facing smaller restaurants that aren't chains.
I'm at David Hull's Pizzeria in Malmö city centre now, and through the windows I can see commuters whizzing past on their bikes, past the red and yellow painted buildings on this street. And inside, the menu is making my mouth water. I love Mediterranean food, and there's pita, pizza, Greek salad on the menu, and I'm here with the owner. Do you just want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Orestis Georgiadis. I've been running this place for 13 years.
So one of the main items that uses energy here is the meat stick that's spinning around.
Yes, it's on almost all day.
And you use this to scrape off meat to make gyros, which is a Greek dish that goes in the pita bread.
It's the Greek thing of like kebab, but it's made by pork or lamb.
What other things need energy in here?
Pizza oven.
Pizza oven.
From 10 in the morning to 10 in the evening.
Then there's the dishwasher, several fridges and freezers, a microwave, a huge hob. His solution to save money has been to turn off the heating completely in the dining area. And how has that affected your business if it's colder indoors? Are fewer people showing up?
I had in my mind to close after 8 o'clock because it's almost dead. It's very quiet. I hope it will change over the summertime, but we will see what's happening.
Have you heard about NJ's technology, this startup here in the same city, Malmö, that's been trying to help restaurants to recover heat that's lost?
Yes, actually not long ago, 2 weeks ago, and I've been in touch with the guys, and I will have a visit from them nearby future, and if I can afford it, I will have it.
Mm. That's a big question, though. You're looking at about 300,000 kroner, $30,000. That's a lot for a small business like yours to put up front, especially during these times.
Yes, I hope I can manage the money from bank or something, to loan the money, I mean.
So you'd have to be able to borrow it?
Yes.
Is there a risk of you closing down if you can't install new technology and if energy prices keep going up?
For the moment, it's okay, but I don't know what will happen, how long it will be, or if we do have these prices for 1 year. I don't think I will survive it. I don't think so. I don't know.
There's no doubt it is a turbulent time for the food industry, and technologies like NJ's aren't accessible to everyone working in it. But there is clearly a market for new innovations that help cut energy costs for businesses as well as carbon emissions. So we'll be keeping a close eye on how things develop. For now, that's all we've got time for. Business Daily is back tomorrow.
The documentary brings together the best of factual storytelling from across the BBC World Service.
This is a historic opportunity for peace.
To end violence for good in Northern Ireland.
Exploring the world around us and bringing the globe to your ears.
The invasion meant that the lives of millions of Iraqis changed forever.
There are still some memories that I can't talk about.
Search for the documentary wherever you get your BBC podcasts.